This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Very good news. We've been able to get a hold of John and get on the same page. A little confusion there, but we're all straight now. John Willard is no stranger to the Power Hour. His grandfather came up with coincidence, serendipity, whatever you want to say, this crazy milk, quote-unquote milk, that has revolutionized water absorption for your body. We'll get to why we call it a milk here in a minute, but let me welcome John. John, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much, and I apologize again for the timing confusion there. Time zones are apparently really difficult for me to understand.
Well, it's been daylight savings, but between that, I don't know how anybody even gets up in the morning other than the sun. That's it.
That's right.
Who knows what time it is?
Anyway, the more I get, the more difficult it is.
Absolutely. Anyway, it's good to have you. Let's start. We're going to get back into a little bit of history. We always have new listeners about Willard Water. But let's talk about Willard Water in terms of seeds, gardening, planting, that kind of thing.
Yes, that sounds great. As we've noted earlier, my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, invented this product that we today call Willard Water in 1965. And what the product does is it's a water additive. We still don't know exactly why it's doing what it's doing, but what we do know is that it stimulates a number of biological functions. And one of the most pronounced things we see is an increase in cellular absorption and utilization of nutrients. And we see that in all living beings, including plants. And we've talked about this before, but we do a lot of work around the world, and we have now begun to do some work with some international agricultural development agencies. And in fact, I will be traveling to Africa on Sunday to take another trip to Zambia, where we do quite a bit of work adding our product to fertilizer regimen. And what Willard Water does is it helps their plants better absorb and utilize the nutrients in their soils and their fertilizers. And the practical effect of that means that you get a lot more bang out of your fertilizers, and so the plants will grow bigger, they'll grow faster, you get significantly more yield. When I mean significantly, we're looking at 30 or 40% increases in yield. We also do see some impact on germination, but probably not. It wouldn't be as pronounced in the U.S. Because our germination rates are so high with seeds already, and here in the U.S. we're already get about somewhere around 98% germination rates, where in some of these countries, like Mozambique, for example, which is another one of the countries we work in, their germination rate is about 70% because they use recycled seeds, and we can push that up to 85 to 90% by adding Willard Water to the mix.
Let me ask you about seeds, because I said on there, you know, you want a little fun little experiments. Take some seeds and, you know, some of them that you're doing on your windowsill, put Willard Water, and some put regular water and see what happens. I've noticed that I've done this before. They definitely grow quicker and seem to just be more vibrant. I don't know what the word is, but there is, it seems to be a difference.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about gardening is one of the reasons that we talk about, you know, I've talked about this on the show, is that the same thing we're seeing with plants is what you're seeing internally with humans. But yeah, it's really neat. Your seeds will actually, they'll take off better. You'll get much better root growth. There are a number of experiments, and in fact, the most recent scientific study that's been published on Willard Water was published in an American journal on agricultural journal, and they found that using the Willard Water with your plants would reduce growing times by on average about a week, and that was on things like corn and tomatoes and a couple of other crops there. But yeah, as you said, your plants grow a lot faster. It's actually pretty cool because you can also see different varieties do different things. Sometimes I always say that it's sort of like, it's like somebody almost injects a steroid in the plant. The Willard plants and the control plants will be about the same level for a while, and then all of a sudden it's just, boom, it just takes off, and the Willard plants will just take off and get significantly bigger. And what is quite interesting is that you see different, as I said, different variations. So tomatoes sometimes it can take longer. Where, for example, in lettuce, you'll see it almost immediately. Like the lettuce, it takes off almost immediately. Where tomatoes, you may see that effect in like 3 or 4 weeks in the growing cycle. So that's kind of neat as well.
Most of the people listening, I'm going to assume, are not big farmers, but they have little gardens. They have tomato plants in a dish, you know, in a pot or something, or they have a small garden outside their door, or even windowsill gardens. Talk about using willow water in that circumstance. How can they do it? How do they go about it?
It's really easy to do. Actually, the smaller your gardening apparatus, the easier it is to use it, honestly. If you're watering by hand, you just throw a little bit of Willard water into the water. So if you're using, for example, a gallon container, you just throw an ounce of Willard water into that gallon container and put it on the plants once a week. If you're using more of a larger garden, I use like a Hudson sprayer, a 1 gallon Hudson sprayer. Do the same thing. I'll put an ounce. Sometimes I'll put 2 ounces in there, depending on if the plants are showing signs of stress. But you put an ounce in it, and you just spray it on the plants once a week. You just foliar spray it. And so, I use a liquid fertilizer and a liquid organic fertilizer, and I just add my willow water directly to that. And then I spray that on at the same time. So it's really easy to use with whatever your gardening regimen. But like you talk about it, you really do notice the difference. It's pretty cool. Your plants are going to grow a lot bigger, a lot faster. You know, your tomato plants, you know, we have a lot of reports. Of course, we've been in business for a long time. You're going to see your plants, some of your tomatoes may double in size. I mean, they're huge, especially if they're an indeterminate variety. And you're going to get several successive, growth. Like we had a gentleman when I was on an interview with you about a year or two ago, somebody called in and talked about using it on beans and said it was ridiculous how many different crops he got out of beans. It's really crazy. You'll get your beans will just grow, and you'll pick them out completely, and then they'll come out again, and then you'll pick them out completely, and they'll come out again, and you know it's really cool. So if you're gardening and you want a lot more vegetables or fruits or whatever, it's the great thing to add to it.
From what I can tell, I mean, I'm just kind of my experience and listening to other experts. It's almost like the willowed water allows nutrients or whatever to activate the DNA inside let it reach its full potential. Maybe that's it's not like willowed water. Willowed water in and of itself is not growing the plant, but it's almost like turning on the plant's own capabilities. Am I up in the night or?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right about it. My grandpa always said that it's not a nutrient. It's a device by which nutrients are carried and made more available. But he always said that he always compared it to like STP. I don't know if you use that in your book.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about though. Yeah.
But it's an additive that you put in your gas tank. It makes we do it a lot here in South Dakota in the winter because you know, your gas lines can freeze, and so we put it in there. But it generally makes your fuel work a little bit better. And my grandfather said that's what it was. He called it originally catalyst activated water, and a catalyst is something that makes a chemical reaction work a little bit better. And that's the way my grandfather saw it. Is it really just makes the number of these things work a little bit better? And so if you just think about it intuitively, if it's helping the cells to better absorb and utilize nutrients, those cells are going to be able to turn those nutrients into greater plant yields and whatnot throughout the course of the plant's life. And it's going to lead to a much healthier plant, a much thicker stem, for example, much more flowering, and, of course, much more fruiting.
Let me ask you about glyphosates, because this almost seems like the anti-willowed water, doesn't it? When you hear this, glyphosates work, ladies and gentlemen, Roundup, it's everywhere, or seemingly everywhere. It Roundup does not kill a plant. Roundup stops a plant from absorbing nutrients, and then the plant starves to death. So it's almost like willowed water and glyphosate are 180 degrees opposite on the spectrum.
Yeah, I never really thought about that, but you could possibly say that. One of the good things about willowed water as well is that you will see that the plants are much stronger and they are much more resistant to the effects of pests and disease and, of course, other plants. That doesn't mean you're not going to get any weeds in your garden, but everybody knows that the stronger the plant is, the deeper the plant's root growths are. this better that plant is going to survive when it's when there are weeds in the garden or there are
or drought disease, or anything.
Drought or anything like that, exactly. It's one of the things that we actually the most common responses we get from our clients in the developing world is the drought issue, because of course drought is a really big issue in sub-Saharan Africa, and certainly I think it's not coincidental that we've seen so much growth in that region during these really dry years, because it's so much, the plants do so much better under drought conditions, and it's, as I said, it's the most common thing we get from our customers there is, boy, my plants really did a much better job with the drought than my neighbor's plants did.
Have you done any studies or have any kind of number, you know, the same garden right next to each other, there's more dry conditions, you know, the Willard Water garden needs 25% less water, 50% less water. I don't know. Have you had any number like that figured out?
We have not done a reduction in water test. That's actually a good idea. That's something we should do. We have a lot of side-by-side studies. One of the great things about the work that we're doing in these developing nations as well is that it's relatively inexpensive for us to get research done. And almost all of the government where you do business, for example, in Nigeria or Zambia or Malawi, they almost all of them require us to have government or sponsor government research. And so we're getting some really good data out of it, and that is one of the more prominent things that people are looking at is that how does it perform in drought conditions, because that's one of the things that's on our label. And so you have to basically go through there, you have to test every impact that you're claiming in each one of those countries. But I don't have anything that says we reduce water input by 25% and have same yield. That's actually a really good idea. We should actually test one of those.
Well, there you go. There you go. There's something you can use. You've gained something from the power hour. I'm very glad. Let's go back to glyphosates. That's obviously in the news, huge right now, two major lawsuits. I'm not asking you to comment necessarily on glyphosate, but glyphosates have been found pretty much across the board, high levels, over 50% of vegetables, I think up to 70%, have some kind of residue. The glyphosates are murder on the natural biome of the intestines, what have you. Willard, what's amazing to me is, you know, you see, like Miracle-Gro, you'd put that on plants. You'd never drink Miracle-Gro. But with the Willard water, you drink Willard water and the plants drink it. It's fascinating to me. I'm trying to phrase this question so it's not going to put you in an awkward position, and we'll get to it on the other side of the break. But will the Willard water help counteract maybe some of the negative glyphosate things going on in your body? Think about that and answer that on the other side if you could. More with John Willard. Willard water over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Support us over at the Power Mall. Stay tuned. More with John on the other side.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extracts with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Short segment here, last segment with John Willard, Willard Water over at the Power Mall. Before the break, we talked about glyphosates, kind of comparing what's going on with glyphosates and what's going on with the Willard Water. They're almost polar opposites. Does the Willard Water possibly help counteract some of these glyphosate effects in the human body?
Well, yes, as we've talked about earlier, it's an interesting question because we have a toxicologist in California with whom we work with and has been working with us for about 20 years. And if you asked her that question, she would say yes. If you asked me that question, I would say maybe. It depends on your application. Basically, what Willard Water does is it helps your body better remove toxins as well. And so what we're seeing with the cellular absorption is not happening in the vacuum. It's also pulling toxins out as well. So she would argue that, yes, it's sort of cleaning your water a little bit. I would argue that it's not necessarily cleaning your water as much as it is helping your body to process them and get those negative toxins out of your body a little bit faster. So that's my answer to it.
Well, it would have to, if glyphosate is restricting absorption of nutrients, that's how it works, it restricts absorption of nutrients. And so Willard Water, I would think, would kind of overcome that, or at least bypass that to some degree, even on a basic level.
Oh, certainly. Absolutely. It's not going to affect the absorption impact that Willard Water has in the body. And as I said, Willard Water will also pull things like glyphosate out of your body faster. We do know that
really
it's pulling toxins out of your body faster. And as
wow.
I said, Dr. Staniger would argue that it's, in essence, cleaning the water in real time or cleaning the food in real time. And I would argue that's probably not the case, that your body, it's just helping your body to better expel that. In fact, one of the first things that people notice when they first start drinking Willard Water is they'll urinate a little more frequently, and that's all that's really happening is Willard Water is pulling those toxins out of your body a little bit faster.
I notice if I don't take my, you know, I've said this 100 times, right? My wife keeps moving the Willard water where it is. if it's out where I can see it, I use it a lot more. But so if I forget to use it for a little bit and, you know, my urine may get a little yellow, that means I'm starting to get dehydrated or whatever. I can literally take one good sized glass with some Willard water and it's like that whole dynamic changes. I can totally feel the difference. You made the comment of it's hydrating you, not irrigating you with the water.
Yeah, that's correct. It does help your body. Once again, we see this effect. People always say, well, how can you have all these things going on at the same time? But it really is affecting a number of bodily functions. Once it gets into your body, it helps with digestion, it helps with hydration, it helps with absorption, it helps. And so it's not just helping you absorb one thing here, one thing there. It's helping your body to better utilize all of your vitamins and your minerals. And if you're drinking, for example, I take it with my vitamin supplement regimen in the morning. You can take it with your mineral supplement regimen. And if we have a lot of people, like you say, who drink it right after they work out because it helps their body recover from the workout a little bit faster. You get better hydration. And so certainly the Willard water is affecting a number of these different things. And you're going to notice it. If you are nutrient deficient, for example, you're going to notice it when you start drinking Willard water. You're going to feel like a little bit more of a pep and energy. If you're, like you said, if you're not well hydrated, you're going to notice it better.
Well, I would say out of all the things we sell at the Power Mall, really, sold at the Power Mall over the 20-something years, Willard Water's got to be one of the top 5, 6, 7, definitely top 10 just must-have things. With for all it does, its value. I've had the same gallon. I had to get another gallon, so I'm almost out of the one. But I've literally, Joyce gave me the gallon I have right now. And I haven't used it every day, like I said. But, I mean, I've used it. My wife, my children have used it. My uncle's used it. I mean, we haven't been shy about it. Maybe not every day, but we've used it, and I still got some. I mean, what a value, and for overall what it does for you. It's one of the best values, period, that we have at the Power Mall. What would you say to that?
Yeah, it's one of the bad things about being in this business. it's very inexpensive, and it lasts for a long time. I mean, a gallon should last you a year, possibly 2 years, depending on how you're using it. That's just reality. It should last you that long. You should only use about a quarter of a teaspoon per 8 ounce glass. And we always tell people, you should only drink about 2 to 4 glasses a day. Now, there's no negative side effects to drinking more than 4 glasses a day, but you're kind of just wasting it because your body is you're kind of urinating it out. It's sort of like if you continue to pop vitamins, you'd get a returning benefit.
There's a saturation point.
At a certain level. Yeah, saturation point, exactly. And it should last you a long time. And we certainly have that. We have people that buy from us once a year. They buy a gallon or two once a year. And, we've been in business for a long time, but that's typically how it works.
Well, at least they're loyal. at least they know to come back. There's the music. That's the end of the time we have. I'm sorry about the time mix-up. Next time we'll have you on a little longer. John, it's a pleasure to have you on, as always. I love this product, and I love everything you guys do over there. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. ThePowerMall.com, ladies and gentlemen, 877-817-9829. Check it out. Jerome Corsi on the other side. Stay tuned. Jerome Corsi.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the White House is looking for ways to limit the economic impact of President Trump shutting down the U.S.-Mexico border. That's at least according to Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council. Kudlow says at this point in time, all options are open.
One area we've explored is to try to keep the freight lanes open, mm-hmm. and the truck lanes. If you ask me the mechanics of it, I'm not the guy. Mm-hmm. That is possible, and you know that would help the supply chain issues.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says in a video that he will be more mindful and respectful of people's space following allegations from several women that he had inappropriately touched them.
The boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset, and I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand.
I'll
be much more mindful. That's my responsibility.
Please remember to check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Joining us now is Jerome Corsi. He is a very well-renowned, well-known investigative journalist, powerful investigative journalist who has brought the light on a lot of what's going on, the deep state, these terms. He's been right at the center of it. When I say right at the center, I mean right at the center of it, and we'll get to that. He's got a couple books, Silent No More, Mueller's Witch Hunt, and Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. We'll discuss all those and more, I'm sure. Jerome Corsi, welcome to the Power Hour.
Daniel, it's great to be with you. Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Yes, very always good to have you. I'll just throw it out there. The Mueller report came out about a week or so ago. Jerome Corsi's got to have a big smile on his face, doesn't he?
Well, yes, I do. And my whole family, we're all pretty much in relief because I was vindicated. They are not going to indict me. I committed no crimes. I did nothing wrong. But I've been at this since August 2018 when we two FBI agents showed up at the house unannounced, ring the doorbell. You know, who's there? The FBI. Well, that's not what you want to hear.
No.
And they had a subpoena for the grand jury. And it has been a nightmare. The high points of this are I refused to take their plea deal. I went in to cooperate. I asked my attorney, well, can the FBI come in after the subpoena and it was, a search warrant and ransack the house and take the computers? And my attorney said, yes, they could. So I said, well, let's just give them to them. Make it easy. Volunteer. I've done nothing wrong. I brought in my computers, laptop, external hard drives with the backup of those computers. I had my cell phone, all my email accounts. We gave the FBI everything voluntarily. And then they proceeded day one to start playing this perjury crap memory game. First of all, they pick you up in the hotel in Washington. They drive you to an unmarked FBI building in Southeast Washington. Come in through the garage, and in a secure room, you have to turn over all your phones, all your computers, and all your electronics. And the FBI takes you upstairs to a closed-in internal conference room, the small conference room, with no windows, no clock. And in come three of the prosecutors from Mueller's team. They sit right across from me and my attorney at the conference table, and 6 to 9 FBI flank the three on either side. They flank the three prosecutors, and they begin maybe 10 o'clock in the morning and go to 5 or 6 with nonstop grilling you. They have everything, an 8-inch thick book with my whole life in it. Every email, every phone call, they knew more about me than I knew about myself.
And that's basically how they get you, isn't it? That they kind of trip you up. Well, where were you on April 15th? Well, I went to the gym. No, you didn't. Liar!
Yeah, that's what I mean. The first day, they said, did I want anybody to go to see Julian Assange? And I said, no. Well, they all the prosecutors, the FBI, they all stand up. They all stomp out of the room. They're all angry. They call my attorney over to the next room. And they leave me alone in this conference room to pace around. No phone, no computer. I don't know what's going on for an hour or more. My attorney comes back and says, well, they're going to come in and tell you they can throw you in prison. And they did. But they're going to let you go home because you hadn't reviewed your 2016 emails. And it's clear you forgot some. So we adjourned for 10 days. I did get to look at all my emails. And I hardly remembered any. And there was this one from Roger Stone in particular, where Roger in July 2016 had told me in an email, somebody needs to go to see Assange in London. It wouldn't have been a crime. I forwarded that to Ted Malik, who is a good friend and academic in London. Ted never did go to see Malik, and I forgot about the email. So I came back and amended my testimony and said, well, I've seen these emails now, and it was okay with me if Malik wanted to go to see Assange. I even told, at that time, my boss, Joseph Farah, I was writing for World Net Daily as staff investigative reporter. And if Joseph said, Joseph, send me an airplane ticket and I'll go to see Assange. But I thought it was a waste of time. I never did go to see Assange. And so this is what drove Mueller's prosecutors mad and insane, because their whole theory of collusion depended on me connecting Roger Stone to Assange. And you see, Daniel, in 2016, July and August, my wife and I had our 25th wedding anniversary. We went to Italy. I had time, and I figured out that Assange had Podesta's emails, the chairman of Hillary's 2016 presidential campaign. I figured out that Assange was going to release them in October, kind of drip by drip, over a lot of days. It's going to be the October surprise, and it would be very, very damaging. And I turned out to be right. I told this to Roger. The FBI was monitoring my emails, my cell phone, all my communications, even from Italy. And so they were convinced. I could not have figured this out myself. But I had to have a contact. and they wanted to know the name, because that would be they also had in my conversations with Roger documented that Roger said he was talking to candidate Donald Trump, even though Roger wasn't part of the campaign. And the theory was that Donald Trump and Roger conspired as to how they wanted Julian Assange to release these emails, and they coordinated with Julian Assange to release these stolen emails the way they would do Hillary the most damage, and that was critical to their collusion theory, except it never happened. I didn't know Assange. I've never communicated with Assange in any form, never seen Assange or anybody related to him at WikiLeaks. I just happened to figure it out myself, and the FBI and special prosecutors refused to believe that.
Let me interject here. Julian Assange, we're talking about the founder of WikiLeaks there in the Ecuadorian embassy in London at the time, became very radioactive. Why is he radioactive? So because he had these emails. Did he have Hillary's emails too? I mean, is that the reason, just because he had the stolen emails?
He had the stolen emails, and
How damaging were they? Why were these emails so damaging?
Well, they were so damaging because they showed from the inside of her campaign that at the highest level, John Podesta, the chairman, knew she was sick, ill, suffering from some kinds of brain problems, that she hated Catholics, that she was a mean person, that the foundation had massive problems to it and was largely corrupt. These emails were very, very damaging. And I try to say to the special counselor, you know, Julian Assange says the Russians had nothing to do with stealing these emails. And I said, well, Dr. Corsi, we're not interested in your theory of who stole the email.
Oh, now they don't want your opinion. They sure wanted it before. Now they don't.
They only want one thing. It was all, you know, it was Roger Stone, Julian Assange, Roger Stone, Julian Assange, Roger Stone, Julian Assange, like a toothache.
Seth Rich, I'm laughing now. It's easy to laugh now. I'm sure you're not laughing at the moment. Seth Rich, we've heard the rumors. Julian Assange, did he believe, did they come from Seth Rich? Did he believe that Seth Rich sacrificed himself basically to get these emails out?
Well, he sure, Assange has certainly suggested that numerous times. And he's put up money for any information will lead to identifying and convicting his murderers in Washington. Seth Rich, of course, worked for the Democratic National Committee and was killed very suspiciously. I think that, you know, I said to the prosecutors, why don't you guys, you haven't even proved the predicate of your whole investigation that Russia stole the emails. We don't know that. Why don't you give Assange immunity, bring him here, and ask him if he's got proof Russia wasn't involved, what's his proof? Dr. Corsi, we don't need your advice on how to conduct our case.
I would beg to differ. I mean, after 2 years and God knows how many millions they spent, I would kind of beg to differ, Dr. Corsi. The report's done. It's out. Trump apparently is vindicated. You have been vindicated. There's some things that Roger Stone, other things up in the air, Papadopoulos, Manafort, what have you, some very minor things that aren't even the original focus of the investigation. What's your overall feelings of the FBI, their behavior, and everything now that it's done?
Well, they were all completely partisan. I mean, that was the amazing thing. The prosecutors hated me. They hated my, you know, Jeannie Rhee, who was this Hillary Clinton lawyer from the Clinton Foundation, ridiculed my religion. Dr. Corsi, you're asking us to believe that God had a miracle in your mind and told you that Julian Assange had Podesta's emails. I said, Ms. Rhee, I don't appreciate you ridiculing God, but if you're asking me if I figured it out myself, I did. Nobody told me. And then Zelensky, another one of the prosecutors, said all my books were lies and fabrications, and he didn't believe any of them, and he hated my work.
Well, I guess he won't be purchasing any then.
I guess.
Actually, there's
he
the music.
He read them all. He said he'd been reading them all.
Oh, well, you did get a sale out of it. Good for you. Hold that thought. We'll be more with Dr. Jerome Kersey on the other side. Silent No More and Killing the Deep State is two books. Stay tuned.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Last segment with Dr. Jerome Corsi. When you get pressure in your face and you're staring a bully down, especially with the tools that they have and the force they have to put against you like they did Dr. Corsi, it's not easy. But Jerome stood up. I my hat's off to him, my heart out to him, prayers out to him, what have you. Jerome, tell a little bit about the decisions you had to make and what you were staring right in the face.
Well, Daniel, what they say was, you know, when they blew this all up, because I could not, would not, I don't have any source to Assange, I wouldn't lie to make them happy, couldn't give them what they wanted, the prosecutors. So they say, okay, now we're going to, you know, file several criminal charges against you in Washington, D.C. You'll get a jury that hates you for all your political writings, and you'll go to prison for 25 years. You're 72 years old, you'll die in prison. Or you can plead this one count that, you know, you're a criminal because of the first day's testimony, which was a memory error when I forgot a few emails, and they'd allowed me to amend that testimony. Now, you know, the whole family is, you think, well, what are we going to do? I mean, it could cost us $2 million to defend a criminal case, and most likely we'd lose. And, you know, one, if this is one plea, and I'm a criminal, but they say I wouldn't go to prison if I just say I did this one crime. Well, one day my wife woke up and said, I'd rather visit you in prison the rest of your life than have you not be the man I married. And I knew I wanted to go before the district court and tell them that I wasn't going to plead this at all because I didn't do this. I could not stand before a federal judge and God and plead the Bible that I committed a crime that I didn't do. So I refused. I did that the first Monday after Thanksgiving. And the prosecutors were furious. They told my attorney, we'll take it from here. And so what I did is I expected I'd be indicted because they were threatening to indict me. What I decided to do is I decided I'll write this book because I knew they'd hate that. I was going to tell everybody exactly what went on. Day by day, what it was like, what they did to me. And I wanted everybody to know what that was like going through it. And that's what I did. I started writing Silent No More and decided to publish it. And it made them furious. I went on radio and television to tell the whole story and expose them. Well, we went the entire, this was Thanksgiving until March 17th, about 2 weeks ago, when we heard on television the summary of Mueller's report from Attorney General Barr, and he said, Barr said there's going to be no more indictments. Well, my wife and I got down on our knees, and thank God, because for all these months we've been waking up in the middle of the night. It's a roller coaster, you know, are they going to indict us today? It's, you know, you're looking out the window at 3 in the morning at the FBI getting together outside the house to storm the front door. You know, what's going on? And every Friday when the grand jury would meet all the reporters, Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post, everybody would call me to see if we'd heard anything new. CNN parked a car outside of the house to see if they could film me being arrested. It's a nightmare. It ruins the whole family. I mean, you go through I lost all my, I have no employment. Everybody abandons you. I spent $200,000 in legal fees. Of course, if I was, a communist on the left and put up a GoFundMe, I'd have $1 million overnight. But from our side, it's very tough to raise the money. And, I lost all my consulting. I have no current income. But at least we know we're not going to be indicted. Now we have the opportunity to reconstruct our lives and go on.
Let me interject here with a question. Silent No More is the name of the book, How I Became a Political Prisoner to Mueller's Witch Hunt. Very important. This is an important moment. President Trump has talked about this moment and what apparent, I mean, this is akin to treason. Not only are they coming after you, they're hinting at coming after the president, the duly elected president, all this. Donald Trump has said that 50 years from now, people look back at the treason and this will not happen again. What do you think he means by that? Where is this going?
Well, I'm hoping that Attorney General Barr is really a man of the law. I think he ended Mueller's witch hunt because Mueller was going nowhere, having a fishing expedition. And that was clear when Andrew Weissman, who I think is the most corrupt of all these prosecutors, resigned. And angry resigned because I think Barr told him you can't go after Trump's family unless you've got probable cause and you don't have it. And I think Weissman left the Department of Justice because he didn't want to be put under an ethics investigation. Now Barr is suggesting we need to get to the bottom of this and find out who began this Russian collusion hoax. And that's going to mean the deep state criminals, what I wrote about in Killing a Deep State, Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and all the way up to Comey and Loretta Lynch, Brennan and the CIA, ultimately the Obama White House and the Hillary campaign, these are the ones who have to be put under investigation. And if that happens, the tables are going to turn, and the real criminals, the ones who created this hoax of Russian collusion in order to keep the, they never thought that Donald Trump would win. They never thought anybody would expose their crimes. We can't allow justice in America to be political. And under Obama, the IRS, the Justice Department, the intelligence agencies were all weaponized and politicized and turned against American citizens who disagree with them politically. And that's destroying our faith. It destroys my faith in the justice system. I think it's all corrupt from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And politicized. If you read Silent No More, you're going to figure out two things. Number one, this was a political investigation. They were not interested in hearing anything about Hillary Clinton, the prosecutors. And secondly, even if Nadler and the Democrats in the House get all this released, they're just going to get a mountain of paper. The House Judiciary has a minimum staff. They'll never get through all this paper. And when they do, they're not going to find anything more than Mueller found it. These Mueller prosecutors hated Trump. If anybody could find a crime or invent one, they would have done it.
Let me ask you broader. You talked about the divide, the politicized nature of this investigation. It seems like America is becoming divided politically, that what unifies us, what binds us as Americans, at least in the past, 50, 100 years ago, is starting to disappear into polarized factions. It seems like political discourse there is no way to meet in the middle. That's what I'm seeing. I'm starting to see that more. Do you agree with me, and where is this going?
Well, it's going to be a very dangerous period for America, especially as the Democrats become socialist and communist. And all
become.
I know is, well,
they're there. Yeah, I think they're there.
And I'm doing everything I can to uphold the Constitution, and I just thank God that we got through this vindicated and not indicted.
Dr. Corsi, God bless you. I'm so glad, and we pronounce protection and peace and God's protection over you and your family, and that you can do great work here in the future and find happiness and contentment and prosperity as you deserve. Thank you so much for taking time. Silent No More is the book, ladies and gentlemen. Amazon, is that the best place to get it?
Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. It's in the bookstores, hardcover.
Right.
I narrated the audiobook and the iTunes, also an ebook.
Perfect. God bless everybody. We'll see you, not tomorrow, but the next day. Thanks, Jerome.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.